House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she delivered on her election promise to end a so-called culture of corruption.
We'll keep our promise to drain the swamp that is Washington, D.C.
At the U.S. Capitol, power often intersects with money. Lobbyists who need access give campaign money to lawmakers facing re-election. Critics say disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, now in prison after a corruption probe, is the symbol of an era in which big money led to abuse. Longtime Republican leader Tom DeLay resigned amid allegations involving ties with Abramoff. Republican House member Randy Duke Cunningham last year pleaded guilty to accepting a bribe, as did another Republican colleague, Bob Ney. In June, Democrat William Jefferson of Louisiana pleaded not guilty to charges he took illegal payoffs. Congressional scholar Norm Ornstein says the congressional ethics legislation expands disclosure by lawmakers and lobbyists.
This is a big step in the right direction.
Lobbyists must report when they bundle large sums of campaign cash for lawmakers. Gifts and free travel from lobbyists are banned. Members of Congress also must disclose so-called earmarks, spending items inserted into law by individual lawmakers, sometimes seeking to reward campaign contributors. As the Senate gave overwhelming approval, some reformers claimed victory. Democrat Russ Feingold.
The result is a bill that, by any measure, must be considered landmark legislation.
Even as Congress moved toward ethics reform this week, the FBI raided the Alaska home of a prominent Republican senator. Investigators are probing Ted Stevens' ties to an oil service contractor who pleaded guilty to bribing state lawmakers. The contractor oversaw a project to renovate Stevens' home. In the Senate, leaders of both parties gave comfort to their colleague, among them Democratic leader Harry Reid and top Republican Mitch McConnell.
Senator Stevens has four decades of service in the United States Senate.
Some senators claim the new ethics law will still allow leaders to hide earmarks from the public. Tom Coburn of Oklahoma.
What this bill does is create a lie. It's what it is. It's not anything less than that.
Lawyer Melanie Sloan heads Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. She says the legislation is full of loopholes, not only on earmarks, but also on campaign bundling. And she says there is no new law enforcement mechanism.
Watchdog groups like mine would like to see an Office of Public Integrity, an outside entity that was responsible for investigating ethics complaints.
Democratic leader Harry Reid promised the Senate would fix any shortcomings in the new ethics law, but the American Enterprise Institute's Norm Ornstein says all the rules and laws will never be enough.
You're never going to solve a corruption problem when you have a place that is full of money and power.
And watchdogs worry a new ethics law, even though imperfect, will reduce the pressure on Congress to continue the cleanup. Jim Fry, VOA News.